All right, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into Google Business Profiles.
Yeah.
You want your business to be the star of Google Search and Maps, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to crack the code using these grove of Google resources.
Yeah, think of us as like your GPS navigating these materials
Okay.
to pinpoint the exact strategies that'll make your business shine online.
We're talking actionable gold here.
Yeah.
The kind that gets you noticed, gets those calls ringing, and brings in those customers.
Absolutely.
And guess what? You're not alone in this. Did you know that a whopping 18 million American businesses
Wow.
are already leveraging Google's free tools?
It's true, and we're not just talking vanity metrics here.
Right.
We're talking about Google driving over 2 billion direct connections, phone calls, bookings, the whole nine yards for American businesses just last year.
That's
It's
incredible.
like having a direct line to potential customers who are actively searching for what you offer.
It's like having a 24/7 open sign that the entire internet can see.
Yes.
So how do we build that irresistible online presence?
Ooh.
We grow with Google resources. He's a great example.
Okay.
Detroit Voltage, an electrical contractor,
Okay, yeah.
they highlight Detroit Voltage's business profile, breaking it down into key elements that you should absolutely have on yours.
Yes, first impressions are everything.
Right.
So we need to nail these basics.
Exactly. So we've got the name of the business front and center, then
Yes.
high quality photos and videos showcasing their work, and quick links so potential customers can call, get directions, share the profile, visit the website, boom, boom, boom.
And let's not forget the essentials for local. Search their business hours and phone number, all laid out nice and clear.
Yes.
Each element is strategically placed to make it incredibly easy for potential customers to find what they need.
Like a perfectly organized storefront,
Yes.
except it's online and never closes.
Exactly.
Now you're probably thinking, sounds complicated, but
Right.
trust me, creating your profile is surprisingly simple.
It's true. The presentation walks you through it step by step.
Okay.
First thing first, you'll need a Google account.
Right.
If you're already swimming in emails and haven't gotten around to it, no worries.
Sure.
Just head over to accounts.google.com/signup and you'll be all set.
Easy peasy. Once you're logged in, you'll search for your business name and select the appropriate category.
This is key for Google to understand what your business is all about and connect you with the right
Ugh.
customers.
All right.
You don't want to be advertising toasting ovens when you're selling custom motorcycles, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Next, you'll specify if customers can visit your location.
Okay.
Brick and mortar check. Online only. They've got you covered. And if
Exactly.
you have a physical location, this is where you input that precise address.
Accuracy is key here.
Yeah.
This is what pins you on the map,
I
literally.
was just going to say.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a service area business, say a plumber or a dog walker, you'll enter the areas you serve rather than a specific address.
Yes.
Makes sense. Don't forget to add your phone number, website, or both. Give
Yes.
those customers all the ways to connect with you.
Absolutely. And to wrap things up, you'll need to verify your business.
Okay.
This is how Google keeps things legit, ensures you're not some phantom business.
Right.
They offer several verification methods: phone, text, email, video, even a good old-fashioned postcard.
Oh, wow.
Pick what works best for you.
Now, a little insider tip.
Okay.
Did you know you can also create a Google business profile directly on Google Maps? You
Yeah.
can just head to maps.google.com.
Yeah.
There are a few ways to kick things off:
Okay.
searching your address and clicking Add Your Business, using the handy-dandy three-line menu icon and selecting Add Your Business,
Yep.
or even right-clicking on the map itself and choosing Add Your Business.
It's so easy.
So many options.
Google makes it incredibly easy and flexible no matter your tech comfort level.
I love that. But what happens once your profile is up and running?
That's where the real magic happens. You'll
Okay.
be able to manage everything directly from Google search results.
Wow.
Talk about convenience.
Right.
You can tweak your profile, respond to those glowing reviews, add photos that'll make people drool all from one central hub.
It's like having mission control for your online presence right at your fingertips.
Exactly.
Okay, we've got the control center, but what about the content?
A little
The
over.
Grow with Google resources seem to emphasize the power of visuals. I
Absolutely.
mean, we all judge a book by its cover, right?
Absolutely. They highlight the importance of high-quality photos and videos
Yeah.
to showcase your brand's personality and draw people in.
For sure.
Think of it as setting the stage for your digital storefront.
So what makes a great photo? Is it all about fancy equipment and professional photographers?
Not necessarily. The key is to use well-lit, in-focus images that capture the essence of your business.
Yeah.
They even give you the ideal specs, so you know your photos will look sharp without taking forever to load.
Okay.
JPEG or PNG, 10KB to 5MB, and at least 250 by 250 pixels. Commit those to memory, folks.
I'm stripling those down as we speak. But technical stuff aside, how can we inject that wow factor into our photos?
Think about showcasing the heart of your business.
Okay.
Highlight your products in action, your team in their element, or those unique details that make your space special.
Okay, the presentation even called out something called phone stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
Fill me in. What's that about?
It's a big no-no.
Okay.
Phone stuffing is when businesses cram their phone number and contact info directly onto images. It's clunky. It's against Google's guidelines. And frankly, it screams unprofessional.
Yeah.
Remember, your contact info is already front and center on your profile.
Got it. Ditch the phone stuffing. Hmm. So if I want to show off a stunning latte art creation at my coffee shop,
yes,
I should let the picture speak for itself.
Precisely. Use those visuals strategically.
Okay.
And speaking of strategic doubt, don't underestimate the power of a captivating cover photo and logo.
Right.
They're prime real estate on your profile. Setting the tone for your entire online presence, make those count.
What about video? Is that just for businesses with big marketing budgets?
Not at all. They recommend keeping video short and sweet.
Okay.
Under 30 seconds and 720p or higher. Think of it as a mini commercial for your business.
What kind of videos really pack a punch?
Give people a glimpse behind the scenes. Show off your process. Introduce your team. Or even feature a happy customer raving about their experience.
Right.
Videos create a dynamic, engaging experience that photos sometimes can't quite capture.
For sure. Okay, we've got our visuals down pat.
Yes.
But what about engaging with those potential customers who are checking out our profile?
That's where Google posts and reviews steal the show.
Okay.
Think of posts as your social media mini-me, perfect for sharing timely updates, tempting offers, or showcasing upcoming events.
Detroit Voltage, for instance, has a great post advertising a free estimate on energy-efficient upgrades.
There you go.
Smart move for summer.
Exactly. They're capitalizing on the season and offering something valuable to their target audience.
Yes.
Remember, engagement is a two-way street, so responding to those glowing reviews is equally crucial.
Engagement is key. So I shouldn't just be passively watching those five-star reviews roll in.
Not at all. Engage with those customers who took the time to leave a review.
Okay.
Whether it's positive or negative.
Right.
A simple thank you goes a long way. And addressing concerns publicly shows you're listening and dedicated to customer satisfaction.
Makes sense. It's all about building those relationships, even in the digital world.
Yes. The presentation even offers some helpful tips on managing reviews.
Okay.
Stay professional. Respond promptly, and avoid turning replies into blatant advertising opportunities.
So how do we encourage more of those rave reviews?
That's easy. Google provides a handy-dandy tool for generating a shareable link that you can send to your happy campers via email, social media, or even through direct messaging.
Okay, so we've covered capturing attention with visuals and engaging with those all-important customer reviews. What's next in our Google Business Profile Toolkit?
Now we're stepping into the world of data.
Ooh.
Don't worry. It's not as intimidating as it sounds.
Okay.
Google's performance reports are like having a secret decoder ring for understanding how people interact with your profile.
Tell me more. What kind of insights are we talking about?
You'll see how many people viewed your profile, clicked on your website, requested directions, even how many phone calls came directly from your profile.
Wow.
It's all about measuring what's working and what might need a little tweaking.
It's like having a team of analysts telling you exactly what resonates with your audience so you can adjust your strategy accordingly.
Precisely, use that data to refine your approach experiment with different content and continually optimize your profile.
Data-driven decisions for the win. Now, you mentioned earlier that Google is all about making life easier for business owners.
Right.
What about those extra features and tools?
Don't worry, they've got you covered.
Okay.
Remember that little three-dot icon we talked about?
Yes.
That's your gateway to a treasure trove of features.
Okay.
Including adding managers, customizing your notification settings, creating new business profiles, and even accessing the ever-helpful Help Center.
It's like the Swiss Army knife of Google Business Profile Management.
Exactly.
So we've got the basics down, but we're not just after a run-of-the-mill profile, right? We want to stand out from the crowd.
Exactly. The presentation emphasizes that it's not just about checking boxes.
Right.
It's about infusing your personality and values into your online presence.
Like Detroit Voltage did with their tagline, Powering Detroit's Dreams.
Precisely. They're not just electricians. Their community partners invested in their city's growth and aspirations.
Totally.
That resonates with people.
So how do we find that sweet spot between providing essential information and showcasing our unique story?
It's about finding those authentic details that tell your story without saying a word. Remember those additional attributes the presentation mentioned? Mm-hmm. Highlighting things like being women-owned, veteran-owned, or LGBTQ-friendly.
Right.
Those seemingly small details can have a huge impact.
Absolutely. They paint a picture of your values and priorities, letting potential customers know they're supporting a business that aligns with what they care about.
It's about making those connections, finding common ground, and building trust even before someone walks through your door or visits your website. Don't be afraid to let your true colors shine.
Love that. Now we've talked a lot about visuals, but you know what else catches my eye?
What's that?
A business that's doing something a little unexpected.
Oh, I'm all ears. What kind of unexpected details are we talking about?
Well, I'm thinking about this incredible bakery I stumbled upon online. Their Google business profile had the most mouth-watering photos of their pastries.
Mm-hmm.
But what really hooked me was a little blurb about their weekly Cake for a Cause initiative.
What a great idea.
Right.
So they're combining delicious treats with giving back to the community. That's definitely a winning recipe.
Exactly. It instantly told me they were more than just a business. They were invested in making a positive impact.
Yeah.
It made me want to support them even more. It's like that extra sprinkle of kindness that makes all the difference. So how can our listeners brainstorm those unexpected details that will make their businesses pop online?
That's a great question. It could be highlighting a unique service you offer, showcasing your commitment to sustainability, or even sharing a fun fact about your business that makes people smile.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like adding those finishing touches that elevate your online storefront from just another business to a destination that people are excited to discover.
And remember, we've only scratched the surface here. The beauty of a Google business profile is that it's an ever-evolving space.
Right.
You can continually experiment, refine your approach, and keep things fresh.
So as you embark on your Google business profile journey, remember this. It's more than just a listing. It's an opportunity to connect with your audience, tell your story, and build a thriving online presence.
Go forth and make it your own. We're excited to see what you create.
And there you have it, folks. Your roadmap to Google business profile mastery. We hope you've gleaned some valuable insights, practical tips, and maybe even a little inspiration along the way.
Until next time, happy connecting.